I am of that age. Mike, don't laugh at me. Keep getting up in the morning. I'm at that age where I got to have some help with these eyes. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. And I'm going to ask the videographers, yes, once we read all three of them, I want you to put verse 1 up there and don't take it down until I tell you. And then I want you to put verse 2 up there. Don't take it down until I tell you. And then I want you to put verse 3 up there. And don't take it down, praise God, until I tell you. Let's look at this word. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. I know the King James is a little bit different. The King James starts out with the word wherefore, but every other translation starts out with the word therefore. And it ties back perfectly to chapter 11 that you just finished reading. And look what he says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a large crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily strips us up. Let us run with endurance. We know the King James say patience. The race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Verse number 3 says, think of all the hostilities he endured from sinful people, then you won't become weary and give up. You may be seated. I want to tag this sermon as staying focused. And I believe that it is an appropriate time as we grow closer to celebrate 129, I believe, years of this church's existence. And when I think about this church and any other church, my mind goes back to, we talked about it a little bit in Sunday school this morning. My mind goes back to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Praise God. When Jesus told Peter, he said, and I said unto thee that thou art Peter. Amen. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, we all know that the rock was no one else other than Jesus himself. And as I look at our text here in Hebrew, I want to remind us that God is calling us. Praise God. Oh, I'm going to teach today, y'all. God is calling us to a higher place in service of praise, of worship, of love, of forgiveness, of reconciliation, and also of evangelism. Amen. He's calling us to go to higher heights. When I gave my annual message at United, there were five recommendations that I made, and one of those recommendations we've already accomplished. The second recommendation, we're going to start it this Thursday evening. But this is only for pastors, preachers, and ministers. Praise God. We're going to have what I call a pastor-preacher conference over at the Zion Hill Church that's going to talk about church growth. Amen. And don't get it twisted. Church growth is not just in church numbers. God wants to take us, amen, to a higher height. He wants to take us, praise God, to higher places in service. Amen. And all those other things that I just labeled. But in order for us to go to higher heights, we have to stay focused. We have to stay focused. Praise God. And that is what I want to talk about this morning, my brothers and my sisters. Staying focused. Amen. What do I mean by staying focused? I mean not allowing ourselves to be distracted. Praise God, by the things of this world. But in order for us to stay focused, praise God, we have to do a few things. And I know that in our text, it tells us exactly what we must do. Amen. Praise God. We have to stay focused. Staying focused means staying in the race. It means keeping your eyes on the prize. It means not letting discouragement, not letting sickness, not letting worry cause you to want to give up and quit. Oh, Lord, why the Lord asking me to preach this sermon today? Amen. I believe, praise God, that we have to do that because this race that we are in, can I tell you, is not a 50-yard dash. It's not a 100-yard dash. And I know I'm dating myself. 100-meter run. It's a long-distance run that we are in. This thing that we call this Christian race, and I equate it. You all heard the sermon that I preached, praise God. I'm not going to preach that. I equate it to a marathon. In other words, it is something that's going to take a long, long, long time. Some of us got in this race over 60, 70 years ago. Some of us may have gotten in this race just yesterday. Some of us got in this race no more than about 30 years ago. But praise God, but thank God, we're still in the race. Praise God. So when we look at this text, and I said that it followed close behind chapter 11. And everybody in here is a Bible reader, praise God. Y'all know what chapter 11 of Hebrews is all about. It talks about the hall of fame of those faithful believers. And we find that this chapter follows that. Amen. And what it is telling us, that we must stay focused. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you must stay focused. And the days that we're living in today, praise God, you can become easily distracted by all of the things that are going on. But let me give you five things that we could do, and it's all in the text. I want you to put Hebrew chapter 1, verse 12 up there. I'm going to look at the A clause. Praise God. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 1. And y'all look at it as we dissect it. Praise God. Because there are some things that we must do to stay focused. The writer of Hebrews starts it out by saying, therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Stop right there. You see, the word therefore is a call for us to look at those who have gone on before us. That's what it's talking about. And I believe that there may be someone in here today. I don't know why the Lord is allowing me to preach this. There might be somebody in here today. Praise God. You've been in this race. Amen. And you are on the brink of giving up. Some of you may be frustrated. You may be tired, fed up with church. Praise God. I'm talking about sick of church people. Sick of all of those church hypocrites, as you call them. Praise God. And so my message to you today, praise God, is just to stay focused. Don't put your eyes on those so-called hypocrites. Amen. We learned this morning that Peter was nothing but a hypocrite. But guess what? Man, his name is still written in the book of life. You see, and what this text is telling us, to look around. Oh, that's the first point I want to look at. It's telling us to look around. I want everybody to look around in here. Look around in Second Union. So what this Bible was telling those folk is that I want you to look at those heroes of faith. And I want us to look around in here today. If you are a young person, I want you to look around at some of those middle-aged folk. And if you're a middle-aged person, I want you to look around at some of these older folk. Amen. And if you're one of those older folks, I want you to look around at some of these oxygenarians. Yes, and what am I trying to say? Praise God. Not one of them, amen, not one of them have had a life of flower beds and ease. Every last one of them have had some struggles in their life. And so he's telling them to, therefore, since we are compassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, praise God, he wanted us to look around. Look at those heroes of faith. Praise God, look at them. You can learn from them. They lived, praise God, and they have already lived. You see, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And that Hebrew chapter 11 tells us about every last one of them. That's why I had to make it clear that we are not in a sprint. We are not in a 100-yard dash. I want you to vision yourself sitting in a large arena.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.